Hey, boss, that Safe Touch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old Safe Touch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the Safe Touch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without Safe Touch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with Safe Touch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a Safe Touch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF2000-1945.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Megan and welcome back to Vapecast. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you very much. I'm very excited about this episode because if you're anything like me, you go on Pinterest constantly and pin, you know, these home remodels, things that you'll probably never have. At least I'm speaking about myself. And this girl kind of made that dream become a reality. And I'm super impressed with how talented she is in more ways than one. That's what I love about this podcast is just nobody's doing just one thing. There's like a million different hats that everybody wears and it's super inspiring. So please welcome to Babecast, thrifter, artist, writer, Virginia. So I just was saying you're doing a million different things and like we have so much to talk about. You're an artist, you're a writer, you work for Jacksonville Mag. Also BuzzFeed, like so many things. So we'll talk about all that. But first, I want to talk about you.
Okay.
Get to know you a little bit. Where are you from?
I was born in North Georgia, but I've lived in Jacksonville since I was like 2.
So you're basically from Jacksonville.
I'm basically from Jacksonville, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever moved away at all?
I have. I moved away for college to SMU in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And I was there for a year and then had to come back suddenly because of some family health stuff.
Okay. You didn't graduate from there though?
No, I graduated from UNF. I literally transferred back like 3 days before UNF was about to start.
So oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So what did you go to school for at UNF?
I graduated with an English degree.
Okay. And you're just like writing is your thing. It's always been your thing?
Yeah, I've always loved to read. That was my first word when I was little. I've just always loved to read. So I guess it just kind of goes hand in hand,
and then,
reading and writing.
Do you have like this dream of like writing your own book one day?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, at this point in my career, I've been writing professionally for over 10 years. So I'm sure I've written enough words to take up several books. So yeah,
right.
I would love to write a book eventually.
Is your family here?
Yeah, I was raised by my grandmother from the time I was a month old. So she's really like my mom and my dad.
Okay.
And she lives in Jacks Beach.
That's great. So when you were a kid, like, what would you say, like, what was your thing that you always said you wanted to do?
Oh, probably reading and writing.
I mean, I was
a total, like, nerd. I was reading chapter books when I was,
just
like,
makes
in
you
first
smart.
Grade. I
Not
guess.
Nerdy.
Well, and I was an only child raised by my grandmother, so I was kind of like a little tiny adult. And then she would
totally
take me, like, antiquing all the time, so that's when I got really into antiques.
Okay, that explains
really
a
young.
Lot.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like that's why you are a little bit the way you are, because
yes.
of your grandma.
Yes, I'm totally her.
Like,
they say you become your parents. I am my grandma.
That's so cute. What would you say your hobbies are outside of writing and reading?
So my hobbies are, they've kind of become my side business, I guess. I love to paint, so that's a hobby of mine, but I've also started selling my work. And then I'm the biggest thrift store junkie that you'll ever meet. I go thrifting like every weekend, sometimes during the week.
I don't know how you do it. So it takes so much patience to do that.
It takes so much patience. I don't think people realize.
I used to like love to go to thrift stores when I was in high school, just even to buy like old t-shirts and like rip them up and just,
yeah.
I don't know, like little scenester kid. But I used to love doing it, like just jewelry or whatever.
Right.
Now I have zero patience. So
I don't think people realize. I get a lot of comments because I post a lot on Instagram about the things I find and people are like, oh my gosh, where'd you get that? I never see that stuff.
Right.
I don't think they realize like for every 10 thrift stores I go to, I might find one or two like really
exactly.
great things.
You can't just go to one and be like, oh,
it's not
this
like
is
displayed.
For... I know. And I think that's the thing that people think like, oh, well, maybe I need to start doing that because she found these great things. But you have to like seriously hunt.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to show up and it's going to be just sitting right there.
It's not like Barney's, that's for sure.
Right. How about if you were on death row, what would be your last drink and last meal?
Oh, definitely a margarita, probably like a spicy margarita.
Mm, okay, good call.
And maybe fish tacos.
Fish tacos.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love a fish taco.
What's your favorite place to go to in Jax?
Well, I'm really into Florida Juice and Bowl. They don't have fish tacos, but it's out at the beach. They have like acai bowls and poke bowls.
It's
and
really
they have
good.
A great salmon poke bowl.
Oh,
I love fish. So
poke,
that's one of
poke,
my favorite places.
Am I saying it wrong? Poke bowl? Is that how you say it? Oh, I totally say poke bowl. But that's like one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, me too.
Is that your favorite place to get it out there?
Yeah. Yeah. I also really like, there's a food truck called Streaming the Bullet, which is based in St. Augustine. It's a girl I grew up with, Misty Lake, that owns it, and they make a great poke bowl.
I bet you it's amazing. I'm not doubting it, but out of a food truck kind of freaks me out. Like to
but
think
it's
you're
like
getting
the cutest food truck.
Oh, okay. I know. I'm like picturing this like raggedy old like fish. Like, I don't know. I'm weirded out sometimes about it. Okay. So are you into traveling? Do you go to a lot of places or you kind of stick around home?
Yeah, I love to travel. Actually, before I recently came back to Jacksonville Magazine after having been gone for a couple of years, but in the job that I had before this, I was working for a consulting firm, and so that was just about a year ago exactly. I went to Dubai for a month, so that was like, I guess, the most recent that I've traveled overseas.
But, oh, wow. How was that?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it's like Disney World, kind of. Everything's kind of fake.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks fake in photos. Like, it looks crazy. Like, camels and just in the middle of the desert. And
it's, you don't really see camels, but you see like a lot of Ferraris.
Really?
I mean, there's so much money.
There's like a lot of rich people there. Yeah.
Oil money.
Would you say that's like your favorite place that you've ever been?
No. Okay. I don't even know if I'd go back there.
Okay.
Dubai is very new.
It's so far on a plane.
It's far on a plane. It's very new, so there's not like a ton of like museums or historical things to see. I loved Italy.
Okay.
I'd love to go back to Italy.
That's like on my list.
And I've been to Spain several times. Spain is probably my favorite place.
Okay. I was just talking about this the other day. It's like, I don't travel enough. Like, I've never been out of the United States before. Well, that's a lie. I've been to the Bahamas once. But, like, I've never been to Europe or anything, so.
You've got to go to Europe, yeah.
Italy is, like, on my list.
Food.
Like, I know. The food, mostly food and wine is, like, why I want to go there.
I mean, they're known for it, so.
Right. Okay, so what would you say is your biggest fear?
I don't know.
It doesn't even have to be, like, career-wise. It could just be, like, in everyday life.
Oh, I mean, I'm terrified of like a serial killer coming in my room. I'm really into crime shows, so and like crime books and stuff, so I probably read way too much of it.
Is that like your guilty pleasure, crime stuff, or
yeah, except I don't even feel guilty about it.
Okay,
I
good.
Like, love to talk about it.
No.
Like, I'm really into The Staircase on Netflix right now, and any like Making a Murderer type thing, I'm all over.
What's
that.
Me too, and it's a recent thing for me too. I've never used to feel like that. What's The Staircase?
So The Staircase is a Netflix docu-series about a guy who may have pushed his wife down the stairs.
Oh,
or maybe
we just
she
started
just fell
watching
down
that.
The stairs. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Duh. We just started that. And I mean, we watched one episode and I was like, oh, this guy definitely did it.
But like, once you get more into it, you're like, I don't know.
It's crazy.
I don't know what I would do like on a jury or something. Maybe that's my biggest fear, is being on the jury.
Being on
a
jury?
Like,
oh my God, me too. I could never. But that's so funny because we just started watching that. I didn't realize that's what it was called. My boyfriend just like put it on. And I was just like looking at the pictures and stuff and the way he's talking to the camera just so comfortably and like being like, this is where we were sitting drinking wine. And I'm just like, dude, you definitely killed your wife. And also like, you don't just fall down the stairs. I don't know. Something's weird
blood,
about
something.
Did you finish it?
No, I think I'm on the last episode right now.
Oh, okay. Do we know if it gets resolved? Like, if we know if
Oh, I'm
it
past
does.
That point, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are at Jacksonville Mag right now,
yes.
Writing. And then also, you said BuzzFeed for what's the?
Style and beauty features.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I do probably one or two, sometimes three a month.
How'd you get into that?
So with BuzzFeed, I had been writing for, like I said, I think I'm like a decade into my career now, which makes me feel very old. But, I was at Jacksonville Magazine for a long time. I left and I got a job at Vox Media, working as the national news reporter at Eater, which is in D.C.,
Oh,
and that is.
But
like
you were working
pretty big,
from here.
I moved to D.C. for a little bit.
Oh,
my
wow.
boyfriend was finishing his MBA at Georgetown, so I actually left Jacksonville and was in D.C.
Oh, okay.
And I loved it. That was such an amazing company to work for. And I worked with the coolest people ever. And I would have stayed, but I was offered basically more money. And that's why I left. And then I was regretful that I left. And it was a whole thing. But
to be back home you left for or somewhere there?
Well, we ended up coming back home. My boyfriend got a job back here. But I still could have worked for Eater from here. But so with Eater, my work was kind of more widely read. So after I left Eater, one of the editors at BuzzFeed contacted me and asked if I would like to write for them.
Because that job kind of put you up on like maybe more
people. Yeah, I guess
people.
She had read some of my stuff before.
Cool. Yeah. That's so awesome. So they approached you.
Yes.
That's great. And the cool thing about that, I guess you could do that from wherever and you can still also have your other job.
Yeah, so which is really cool.
What do you do for Jacksonville Mag?
So I'm the editor of Jacksonville Mag. So mostly just coming up with story ideas, writing a lot. We have several magazines, so...
Yeah.
We have Jax Mag, we have Bride, Home, Taste.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize you had all that. So what's your favorite? Do you have one?
Probably Home. I'm really into design and decor and stuff. So
that's a good transition into your home because your home is incredible.
Thank you.
And you live out in Riverside, you said, and you just completely like redid this place.
I did.
It's sick. It looks amazing. And it's something that's motivating for me because I've been looking to buy for a while now and you just see a place and you're like, oh, this is disgusting, and you like just don't even continue.
Right.
But it's a lot of work, I imagine.
It's a lot of work, but it's totally doable.
And worth it.
And worth it, especially if you're into that kind of thing.
Right. So is this all your design in mind? Did you have anybody helping you or?
It's pretty much all me.
Okay.
We bought the house, my boyfriend and I, like a year ago, and almost immediately, like before we even moved into it, I walked in with my grandmother and my uncle, whom I'm also very close with, and he happens to be very handy, which was great.
Okay.
And I was like, ugh, this kitchen, we got to paint it. I hate the ceiling. And he just hopped up on the counter and started ripping out the ceiling right then. And then it was like, well, we've already started, so.
Oh, wow.
We've got to finish.
See,
so we did it all ourselves.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the only person we hired was to install the backsplash.
Okay.
My uncle did so much work. I mean, we took out the existing cabinets and painted them ourselves.
I even noticed that, like, I was looking at your Instagram, like the before and after photos. I was like, you've even moved stuff around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we moved the stove to the other side. And
that's crazy. Was it like frustrating to go through that? Like, were you living there at the time or no?
So we were not living there at the time. The most frustrating part, we moved in before the kitchen was complete.
Okay.
And
so that's
we've done a ton while we've been living there.
Right.
But the hurricane, Irma hit.
Oh.
And so that led to all sorts of damage in the garage.
Did
so
you have a lot?
Yeah. Yeah. The garage basically got flooded.
Wow.
And it's a detached garage that's like, it's a nice garage. It's air conditioned.
Oh.
And it's not even used. It's like sealed. So it's like a room.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So did you have to completely like redo that whole thing? Or are you still in the process?
We're still in the process.
Yeah, I bet.
It had carpet in it, which I didn't care about anyway, but we had to rip that all out.
Right.
And then water had started getting up the walls. So we had to rip.
What a nightmare. I just talked to somebody recently too who has a house in San Marco, and she literally is just moving back into her house last weekend from the hurricane.
It's crazy. And there'll probably be another one in like a month.
I know, and that's the crazy part too. If you're in that zone where it gets flooded, like Riverside and San Marco, that area got worse than the beach.
Oh, way worse. And we're not even in a flood zone.
And you're not even thinking about that when you move out there. Like you're just like, oh, I live in this. But yeah, you're right on the river. And
right.
Oh my God. You think hurricane, you think, oh, the beach is going to get destroyed.
Right. And then it was fine.
Yeah, it totally was fine. I mean, there were some areas, obviously, but.
Right.
Oh, God, what a nightmare. Okay, so you got featured on like a bunch of different publications from your house, right? So how did that happen? Like, where did that come from?
Just from Instagram.
Really?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you just were like tagging people or?
Well, I had been doing something called the One Room Challenge, which is like a sort of Instagram thing. It's kind of a contest, not really. It's just basically you give yourself like 6 weeks to totally redo one room in your house.
Oh.
And so it was kind of like, well, this is incentive. You know, I'm telling everyone on the internet that I'm going to do it in 6 weeks. So we have to do it now.
Weeks,
right.
Right.
And so the actual One Room Challenge Instagram account started reposting some of my stuff.
Cool.
And then this, there's an online kind of like Netflix, but for just HGTV type shows.
Yeah. And people get so into those.
And they contacted me and flew down and filmed us for their show. And then Design Sponge, someone from Design Sponge wrote me and they asked to put the house.
So you were like on the show?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. It's Andy and Candace. They had a show on HGTV for years, and then they left to start their own network. Old Home Love is their show. It's, you can still see reruns of it on HGTV and DIY, but... Yeah, so they came and, like, shot the house and interviewed us.
And that was never, like, your intention. You're just like, I want to live in a cute-ass house.
That was, like, for me, more pressure because they called or they DM'd me and they're like, hey, so we just want to come tomorrow. Like, we're going to fly down.
You're like, what?
And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to clean the house.
What was your inspiration, though? Because you have, like, bright colors and then your tile is, like, black and white and the green. I can't, like, I can't think of it off the top of my head right now. Yeah. But it's just... so unique. Like, is that just your style or how?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not for everyone, I guess, but
I love it. I think it's so cool.
I wanted to make it really me and make it really unique, but also not spend a ton of money. So the best way to do that is with a can of paint. So we painted the floors.
Oh, you painted the floors. Interesting.
Yeah, so those are the
same
tiles.
What are the floors?
The floors are tile.
Oh, tile.
The original
tile
that was in the house, and we painted them with concrete paint, and just the stripes, we just used painter's
tape. Oh, my God. I would never know anything like that, and you can't tell, and it looks really nice.
Yeah.
Was your boyfriend into all this stuff, too? Was he, like, helping, or he's like, letting you, like, take the reins?
Oh,
he
definitely let me take the reins, but he helped a ton when we first saw the house.
But you guys have, like similar styles, or not really?
No.
Because I feel like that's something that I encounter. Like, I don't own anything yet, but like with my boyfriend, I'm always like, isn't this so cute? He's just like, sure. Like, he doesn't.
I think if I say something's great, Tom's like, yes, this is, you're so right.
That's so funny. I was wondering about that because it is so unique. Like, you guys have to go on her Instagram and check it out because it is very unique. So I always wonder if it's like, I feel like guys just like don't care. They're just like, do whatever you want.
I think he cares more since we've gone through the process.
Right. And it's actually
work. But he
just
wants it to be like my aesthetic, I guess.
So you are also painting and you said this is one of your hobbies, but now you're selling some of your work.
Yes.
Is this something you've always done? Is this from grandma too?
Yeah. A lot of people in my family are artists, actually. My grandfather was an artist. But... yeah, I mean, I just loved painting, and I had been selling vintage art on a website called Cherish for about a year. And one day I was like, maybe I should just try to sell my own stuff, and maybe somebody will like it. And it's really been successful. I think
really?
I sold like 20 pieces or something in 2 months.
So. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how do you keep up? Like, you are working, you're writing, like, how do you do, that's just what you do in your spare time pretty much is
paint?
Yeah,
and I think my boyfriend says that I'm very like go, go, go. Like my idea of relaxing is like spending all day at the thrift store and painting and stuff. So I guess it's helpful that my hobbies are sort of generating some income now.
Totally. Yeah, that's great. I mean, my downtime is just literally sitting on the couch and doing nothing. So I should probably be more productive. You're making me feel really bad about myself.
No.
So what is your inspiration for your art? Like, where do you draw it from, the antique stuff that you find? Or?
Sometimes, and then just like color. I mean, I kind of base it on color. Like, I love the way, you know, green and black and white look in my kitchen. So maybe I'll do a painting that's green and black and white.
And it's unique stuff, too.
Thanks.
Like, so people, you think people like love the idea of like thrifting and are kind of like, maybe that's why they have an attachment to your stuff?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't really know, but they like it and who cares? So speaking of thrifting, do you have like some tips? Because I know one thing that really stands out about your Instagram, being a total creep right now, is your bar stools in your kitchen. I'm obsessed with those. And you said that it was like, you wrote like 25.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like those look like insane and I can't believe. And you didn't even like redo them at all or anything?
Yeah, they just came millennial.
What an insane find.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, I found stuff that's worth so much more than that. Like, it's crazy the stuff I found. I think my biggest tips are, number one is to be patient. I mean, like I said earlier, you're not going to go in and just find stuff.
Yeah.
And I think sort of doing research beforehand is good, too. I know so much about antiques that I generally know if something's actually old or if it's real or if it's made by a particular designer.
Right.
But it's also kind of just like knowing... like what something would look like outside of the thrift store, because sometimes you're in the thrift store and you're like, oh, is this cute? I don't know. It's like sitting in a pile of junk. But then when you put it in your house, you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
See, how do you do that though? Like, how do you
just buy it? I mean, things at thrift stores are generally like
cheap,
at
most
$20. So for me, it's like you just have to buy it.
And then do you find that you buy a lot of stuff that you end up hating or not really?
No, very rarely.
Good for you. You have like a good eye. Thanks. Would you ever consider like doing that? I mean, you already have 40 million jobs, but like doing that as like a job, like being an interior designer? Because I feel like that, if you can do that now, that seems like you, that, I mean, it's a form of art.
Yeah. So I'm talking to a girlfriend right now actually about potentially doing like some staging of homes, because we've gotten, you know, so many questions. She used to work at an interior design firm.
So like professionally. For selling houses
or just for people who like maybe have some cool stuff, but they don't know what to do with it. I get so many questions from my girlfriends and guy friends like, hey, I found this. Is it cool? What should I do with it?
Right.
Should I get it reupholstered?
Totally.
And I mean, there's so much you can do with either what you have or just stuff from like thrift stores. I mean, it sounds silly, but almost everything in my house is from the thrift store, truly.
That's awesome, though, because it doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look like
it's old. All about how you style it, I think.
So do you ever redo furniture or anything like that, or that's not really your thing?
So I think the biggest thing about redoing, yeah, I have a pair of chairs that I'm reupholstering right now. I'm not reupholstering them myself because I would destroy them.
I was going to say, I don't know how to do that. No, and I have chairs. My kitchen, they're from, I got them off Craigslist, my kitchen table and chairs. They're like cool though, mid-century, like actually old.
Right.
But I don't know. And I think they're cool. I don't want to get rid of them, but I'm like, don't know how to like, the seats are like ugly, blue, floral, disgusting. I don't know how to do it. But I think if I made them nicer, like, they would look way cooler. I just don't know how to go about doing that.
Yeah, and there's so many little things you can do with thrift store finds, like even art, you know, just changing out the frame can make such a world of difference, because a lot of times the frames are like kind of yellowed and super dated.
Right, and that would make like a world of difference.
Yeah.
I think that's something that people don't think about. Like for me, like I'll have stuff that I like. I'll collect a bunch of crap, whether it be from, you know, Target or wherever I'm buying cheap things, and then I just don't know how to like put it together. So you seem like you're the type of like big picture person.
Yeah.
And you like know. I think
definitely. That's a big part of the, I think, my thrifting success is that I can like think of what it would look like outside of.
And that's such a big skill, because I feel like a lot of people don't. Well, I think a lot of people are like me, where they're like, I know what I like, and I like have a certain style, but I just don't know how to like make it look cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So your writing career, like what, how often are you doing that? Is that like full time? Are you, I mean, obviously you're here right now, so.
Well, yeah, Jax Mag is, it's like my 9-to-5 job.
Okay.
And then the BuzzFeed thing I do on the weekends, you know, whenever I come up with a story or I'm assigned a story.
What are some of the stories that, like you say, fashion, and that's something you're very into as well, right?
Yeah.
So are you thrifting clothes as well?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
so you're like.
The skirt is from the thrift store last week.
That's great. Do you buy things that are nicer on the high end scale too, and just kind of like balance
I like
it?
Mix and match.
Okay, that's awesome. Sure, so what kind of stuff do you write for BuzzFeed?
So for BuzzFeed, some of the pieces I've done, like right now I'm doing a piece on intermittent fasting. So that's more on like the beauty end, just about, you
Can
know,
we talk about that really quick? Because I have been seeing so many people talking about it.
It's like pretty crazy.
Does it work?
I think it works.
I'm dying. I'm
and
so
the,
hungry.
The really crazy, oh, I know. I don't think I could do it.
I know.
I talked to several doctors and scientists who have studied it in rats, and it's kind of like incredible. They're actually extending their lifespan by like 30%, the rats who are fasting.
What?
And like getting rid of Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. It's crazy, because when you fast, your body kind of switches into taking fat from your liver, and instead it's just burning like fat from your stomach or whatever. So people who do fasting are losing more belly fat, for instance, than a traditional dieter. It's pretty fascinating.
Wow.
I mean, it's awesome. I'm probably not going to do it still.
So how long is it?
It's 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, okay. So it's way longer than.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I read somebody saying they did it like a 16 hour. I was like, I feel like I could do that, because then you're sleeping for
just,
eight
like,
of
sleep.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. So when you write these stories, you're actually reaching out to people and like kind of getting some feedback, and it's actually like you're knowing what you're talking about. You
yeah. Know? Especially particularly for BuzzFeed. I mean, has such a huge audience that I'm able to talk to, you know, people in DC or California. You know, I want to talk to the people who are like number one source for whatever that story might be.
So are you doing things like that are like kind of trendy, like people are like talking about
for
that?
For sure. Or just kind of weird things. Like I did one about mortuary cosmetics.
Okay.
So, you know, cosmetologists who apply makeup to the dead.
Oh.
Because I just found that fascinating, and that was really, really interesting. Like the products they use are totally different. And
really? Like what?
Yeah. Well, it's
now I'm
like
gonna grill you
it
about
has
them.
To be stuff that'll, you know, stick to the skin, and So there's like all different lines of cosmetics.
Is it like Halloween makeup?
Kind of. Okay. And they have to do things to like keep their eyes closed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Keep them closed? Why would they open?
Because they just sometimes do.
Oh my God. I can never have that job.
I mean, you know, you think not, but it's good, I guess, that someone wants
right.
to do it.
Wow, right? That's so interesting. So those are like really random things that people would like. What
BuzzFeed is definitely like random stuff.
Right. So what inspires you to find these stories? Like, do you come across something?
I think I'm just like a curious person. I guess that's sort of why I went into journalism. So I'll think of something and I'm like, gosh, I wish I knew the answer to that. So maybe I'll just write a story about it and find out.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. And then the local magazine is obviously more like local things, local people, local businesses, kind of highlighting.
Yeah, like lifestyle stuff. So lots of like food, lots of food. We have lots so much food content.
Do you get to go to like a lot of food events and stuff?
Yeah, and restaurants and yeah.
That's not a bad gig.
It's not.
I wouldn't hate that. So what do you have, maybe any advice for somebody who, you mean you have so much going on. Like this podcast is like all over the place.
No, sorry.
I feel like it's partially me too. For somebody who wants to do their own, like you're hustling, like you've got a million different things going on, who maybe wants to break off and do their own thing, something that makes them happy. Seems like everything you're doing is something that you want to be doing.
Yeah, I think that's like none of the stuff I do feels like work. Even my 9-to-5 job, like I'm writing about really fun stuff at Jax Mag and getting to go to cool events and things. So yeah, I mean, everyone says find what makes you happy and do it. It's not always easy. But I think for me, like I didn't start out that way. My first job out of college, I was a legal reporter.
Really?
And I mean, for me, I was thrilled. I was a staff reporter. I had my name, you know, on a website. But it was not a sexy job. I mean, I was writing about civil cases with business defendants. And
you had to, like, go to the places and interview the people.
I went to the courthouse, like, every day and just looked through files.
I like how vague my words. Go to the places, interview the people. That's how educated I am. But, like, that wasn't really what you wanted to do long term, but you knew that was the experience that you needed.
Exactly. Like, I think if I hadn't done that and then I moved into political reporting and then to Jax Mag and then to Eater, and all of that led me to the point where like BuzzFeed, for instance, contacts me to write something.
So you knew like at one eventually you wanted to be like entertainment, kind of like fun lifestyle.
Yeah, I've always been interested in lifestyle, and that's like so fun to write about.
Right.
But
totally.
I'm also really into politics, and so I was a political reporter for several years and still love reading that, although I don't know if I'd want to do that now.
Right. Oh God, I know. I don't know how anyone does it now.
I'm very grateful to them.
Right. Avoid that. What about long term for you? Like what would you be your like ultimate goal?
Well, I'd love to write a book, like I said, although I don't know what it would be about.
What do you mean? You have so many interesting things that you're already writing about. You could put that all into one book.
I guess.
Does that mean BuzzFeed like owns it though once you write it?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to like use that in your own book, or maybe you could.
I don't know. Maybe.
Because like everything that you've told me, I mean, it's only been a couple stories that you've written, but that's so interesting. Like you could combine all of that into one.
Yeah. And then I think like all of these sort of side things I'm doing, I really only tapped into that probably like 2 years ago, like the selling vintage stuff and the art. I mean, I've been doing that my whole life, but I've never like made money doing it or thought about making that a business. So I'd love to expand that in some way.
Like, would you want it to be like kind of your own business where you can put everything into one? Because you are doing that, thrifting and and like art, like all of it's like home kind of centered.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to be able to like provide that service to other people that don't have time or patience to go to a thrift store all day
or money to, you know, your house looks like you spent a lot of money on it. And that's something that I think is so cool and unique, because people can see that it doesn't take.
Right.
You don't have to be buying these like high-end things. You can make your house look fancy without the budget.
Definitely.
Social media, where can everybody follow you and find your art and read your stuff? Just all of the things. Shout it out so people can check it out.
So my Instagram is at vchamlee, V-C-H-A-M-L-E-E.
Okay.
That's where I'm most active.
Yeah.
And then you can basically just Google my name, Virginia Shamlee, to find my
writings,
stuff that's been published.
Okay. What about your artwork though? That's online too, right?
Yeah. So I sell on Chairish. Chairish is C-H-A-I-R-I-S-H, as in a chair that you sit in.
Got it.
It's a really cool website. And if you go on there, you can Google or search my name, Virginia Shamlee, and find all my art.
Okay,
and
cool.
My username is the mostest, as in the hostess with the mostest.
Like it.
And that's where you can find all the vintage stuff I'm selling.
So cool. So Thanks. It's not just painting on there.
No, it's like furniture. I have like 3 or 4 pages of merchandise.
How do you know? Do you just Google it and find out how much it's worth? Or how do you?
Yeah, but I typically don't sell things for how much it's worth. Okay. I try to sell things like to where they're attainable
right.
for people. I mean, I have a lot of pieces that are worth, you know, that are selling maybe on a higher end website for thousands, and I'm selling them for like hundreds because I want people to be able to
get it, yeah,
to get it and be happy with it and
totally
live
That's
with it.
So cool.
And I usually buy things for pretty cheap, so
right. Well, everybody go follow her, check out all her art, and just, oh my God, you're like have so many cool things going on. I don't even know. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Having me.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.